Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another lesson here at English Pod. My name is Marco.
And my name is Catherine. And today we're talking about a topic very close to my heart, music.
That's right. We're going to be talking about music. And more specifically, we are going to talk about musical instruments that you would use in a band.
All right. And so some people like to make their own music, get together, hang out, play music together. So that's what we're talking about today. We've got a new band that's going to start. And before we get going, we've got a word to talk about. And let's check this out in today's vocabulary preview.
Vocabulary preview.
All right. So as I mentioned, we are going to talk about instruments.
Instruments. So you could say musical instruments, but what is an instrument, generally speaking?
Basically, it's similar to a tool, mm-hmm. right? So an instrument is something that you use to help you realize a task. In this case, musical instruments is more specific, right?
Right. So we're talking about things that you use to make music. Mm-hmm. A piano, for example,
is a musical instrument.
Mm-hmm. Or the drums.
All right. So this is what we're going to be looking at today in the dialogues. So let's listen to it for the first time.
I'm forming a music band.
Do you already know how to play an instrument?
Yeah. I told you 1,000 times that I'm learning to play the drums. Now that I know how to play well, I would like to form a rock band.
Aside from yourself, who are the other members of the band?
We have a guy who plays guitar and another who plays bass, although we still haven't found anyone to be our singer. You told me that you had some musical talent, right?
Yes, I'm a singer.
Perfect! So you can audition this weekend here at my house.
Great! Wait here? You don't have enough room for the amplifiers, microphones, or even your drums. By the way, where do you keep them or practice?
Dude, what are you talking about? It's right here. All we need is my Nintendo Wii and we're set.
All right, we're back. So apparently the band wasn't really a real band.
It wasn't, but I have to say I'm very familiar with this because I have a Nintendo Wii and I often play the game Rock Band, so I can sympathize with the characters.
So you also have your own band.
I do, well, virtually speaking.
Virtually.
And I know you do, too.
I do, too. That's right. We are both fans of this game and this gaming console, and that's why it's such a fun dialogue. But let's take a look at some of the language that was used in this dialogue in Language Takeaway.
Language Takeaway.
Oh, man. So I've been in a lot of bands, and I've been in a lot of musical groups. So I can say that the first instrument we want to talk about is maybe the most obnoxious,
obnoxious.
Most loud and hard to listen to.
Probably. And that instrument is the drums.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Right. So the drums, it's plural because you have many drums, right?
Right. You don't just have the thump, thump, thump,
right.
thump, the bass drum. You have many different drums together. And so we could also call this a drum set.
A drum set.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So why don't we listen to an example of what a drum set sounds like? All right, we're back, so I think that's clear. Moving on to our next instrument.
This one's maybe the most popular for young people to start because you can play pretty much anything with it, and it's also good for sing-alongs.
Right, and that instrument is the guitar.
Can you play the guitar?
No, I can't. I actually wish I would have learned, but I never got around to it.
Well, this is a really beautiful instrument, and there are many different ways to play it, but generally, it's either wooden with mm-hmm. some strings or electric, so it's plastic with some metal strings.
Right, exactly. So they have a different sound. But why don't we listen to an example of what a guitar sounds like? All right, so great example of a guitar, pretty clear. What's our next instrument?
The bass. And this one, it doesn't look like the word that's written, B-A-S-S. So we say bass.
Bass.
And it's actually a very low instrument. It's usually used to help keep the rhythm. Dum, dum, dum,
All right.
Dum, dum, dum,
so it's similar to a guitar, right?
Very.
It's mm-hmm. the same form, but as you say, it's lower and it makes a lower sound.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
All right, so let's listen to an example of a bass now. All right, pretty clear. Moving on to our next word, we have an amplifier.
Okay, so an amplifier is a thing. It's usually a box that we plug in. It's electric, mm-hmm. or it's electronic, and it's a tool to make electrical instruments like the electric guitar or the electric bass louder.
Right, exactly. So an amplifier is any device that makes a sound become louder.
Exactly.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So this is really important for rock bands the world over.
Very good. Our next instrument, or actually more of a tool, is very useful for the singer.
Yeah, and it actually goes with the amplifier in many ways because the microphone, this is our next word, the microphone is something that you use to sing into to make your voice louder. So right now, Marco, you and I are both using microphones.
Exactly. So a microphone. Very good. And we have one last word, and this is a verb, to audition.
All right, to audition. So to audition means to show someone your talent, all right? So oftentimes when you start a play or an opera or a musical group, you want to have auditions. You want to audition people to see how much talent they have.
All right. So it's basically an opportunity to demonstrate your skills and abilities.
Exactly.
So a job interview wouldn't really be an audition.
No, a job interview has its own word. But here we're talking about your singing ability, your acting ability, mm-hmm. your reading ability. And sometimes we even have auditions here at English Pod to see how comfortable people are on the microphone. It's a way to have people show what they've got.
Very good. All right. So a lot of interesting words here, many instruments. I think it's time for us to listen to our dialogue again. We're going to slow it down a little bit and we'll be right back.
I'm forming a music band.
Do you already know how to play an instrument?
Yeah. I told you 1,000 times that I'm learning to play the drums. Now that I know how to play well, I would like to form a rock band.
Aside from yourself, who are the other members of the band?
We have a guy who plays guitar and another who plays bass, although we still haven't found anyone to be our singer. You told me that you had some musical talent, right?
Yes, I'm a singer.
Perfect! So you can audition this weekend here at my house.
Great! Wait here? You don't have enough room for the amplifiers, microphones, or even your drums. By the way, where do you keep them or practice?
Dude, what are you talking about? It's right here. All we need is my Nintendo Wii and we're set.
All right, we're back. So moving on with our lesson, why don't we take a look now at some phrases in Fluency Builder.
Fluency Builder.
All right, so on Fluency Builder, we have 4 phrases. What's the first one?
Well, this first phrase is really important, Marco, because we're talking about bands and starting bands. And so there's often a phrase we use to describe this. We say to form a band.
All right. So you form a band.
It's like forming something. To form is to shape it, to mm-hmm. make it look like something that you want. And so we can form artistic projects also. But here we're forming a band. We're choosing people to bring together to make great music.
All right. So we can say form a band, or you can say as well, start a band.
Yeah.
All mm-hmm. right. So we're forming a band, and well, his friend was surprised that the other guy knew how to play an instrument. So he said, "I've told you 1,000 times."
Wait. So he told him 1,000 times.
No, not literally.
I play an instrument.
Right. This is a phrase, and it's a little bit of an exaggeration to emphasize that I've told you many, many times already.
Great. So this is something we say when we're trying to exaggerate, like Marco said, or to really emphasize the point that, like, I've told you this before.
Right.
So mothers often use it. I feel like we talk about mothers a lot here. Mothers often use this phrase when kids do something wrong. They say, "I've told you 1,000 times
right.
not to wear your shoes in the house."
Exactly. So it is a great phrase to really make your point that you've said something many, many times.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on, we have a kind of like a conjunction that you can use, and it's by the way, to change the topic maybe, by the way.
By the way. And so, by the way, we keep these words together. It's a fixed phrase. Mm-hmm. By the way, is something we add on. So I say, you know, today I went to school and I saw a lot of people. Oh, by the way, John says hi.
All right.
So while I'm talking about this, I want to add that this thing happened or that this person said something.
Exactly. So it's a conjunction, right? To put together two different ideas.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, or you can start off your sentence with it. By the way, how is the new house?
Yeah, oh, because it's like saying, oh, this thought just came into my head.
Exactly.
By the way, da 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 da.
Right, right. And our last phrase on Fluency Builder is, we are set.
All right, all we need is my Nintendo Wii, and we are set.
All right, so what are we set? We are set.
All right, we are set is another one of those phrases that's fixed, and it literally means, and we are ready to start. We're ready to go.
And everything is ready.
Yeah, we don't need anything else. And so, Marco, I could say to you, just bring the salad to the table and we're set. We're ready to eat.
All right. And I think we're set to listen to our dialogue for the last time. And we'll be right back and talk a little bit more about this great topic.
I'm forming a music band.
Do you already know how to play an instrument?
Yeah. I told you 1,000 times that I'm learning to play the drums. Now that I know how to play well, I would like to form a rock band.
Aside from yourself, who are the other members of the band?
We have a guy who plays guitar and another who plays bass, although we still haven't found anyone to be our singer. You told me that you had some musical talent, right?
Yes, I'm a singer.
Perfect! So you can audition this weekend here at my house.
Great! Wait here? You don't have enough room for the amplifiers, microphones, or even your drums. By the way, where do you keep them or practice?
Dude, what are you talking about? It's right here. All we need is my Nintendo Wii, and we're set.
All right, we're back. So, Rock Band. Now, I know that you play a real instrument, not only instruments on the Wii.
True.
What do you play?
I play the trumpet. I was classically trained. I started when I was 10.
Now, is this the trumpet that has the three buttons on the top?
Yes, three pistons.
Three pistons, because there's another one that doesn't, right?
There's one that has four pistons. Uh-huh. It's a piccolo trumpet, has four. And there's one that's large, and it slides in and out, and that's a trombone. That's
trombone.
Much lower.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. But the trumpet is kind of a mid-range instrument. It can go quite high and a little bit low.
Mm.
And it's brass. It's not wood. It's made of a metal.
Right. It's it looks like gold, right?
Right. Dum, da, da, da.
All right. So you play the trumpet. Did you play in a band or in a...
Yeah.
I played school or college?
In high school, middle school and high school, I played in bands and orchestras.
Mm-hmm.
And in college, I played in orchestra. And I've also played in rock bands because sometimes people want to, you know,
have a trumpet in the background.
Have a trumpet and go a little crazy.
Nice. Interesting. This is interesting because I'm sure a lot of our users out there actually play instruments and maybe a lot of them are also good at it. So come to Englishpod.com, leave your questions and comments and let us know if you play any instruments or maybe some strange instruments like the xylophone.
Or if you like to play Wii Rock Band because we certainly do and we can support you on that one.
We can give you some tips.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll see you guys there. Until next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.